The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this March 30th, Thursday, 2023. Only one more day left in this month. And tonight, for a while, we're going to be with Style.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, Style. Style's our producer tonight and my co-host tonight. Right here, live in the studio with me is, well, she's here. She's my personal nurse, too, is Elaine Connolly.
Good evening, everyone.
We have a lot to do tonight, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So we're going to jump right into it. And the title of the message was A Biblical Response to a Corrupt Government and Society. And we've stopped here in Proverbs 24, verses 19 through 26, and also verses 10 through 12. So we're going to go with 19 through 26 first. Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be envious at the wicked. So now, we're dealing with it today with the deep state. It is just from top to bottom. Whether you call it the Democratic Communist Collective or they call it the Progressive Collective, it is completely corrupted. Completely. Do you know what? Where's your cell phone?
It's turned off.
Okay, well, yeah, it can't be any close to that machine.
No, it's there. Yeah, over okay, here.
Good. All right, good. Because I just heard some of the fluttering there. So that'll happen. If anything gets close to one of these. And that won't, yours isn't doing it because it's too
no.
far away.
Okay.
Anyhow, we have to be careful because they're always trying to take us down and we can't be self-inflicting on ourselves. So.
Self-destruction, you don't want.
Fret not thyself of evil men, because of evil men, neither be thou envious at the wicked, for there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. Of course, we have no king but King Jesus, do we? And so here, when he's talking, using the word there, fear, he's referring to reverence the Lord. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that saith unto the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Every man shall kiss the lips that giveth the right answer. So now, here today, you have to identify, and we've been telling the people, we are at a state today where not only are we not required to give any legitimacy to our government, it has been completely corrupted. The White House is corrupted from top to bottom. The FBI, the Department of Justice, they have lost all legitimacy. They're no more legitimate than anything. They're literally, as the Bible refers to in Hebrews chapter 12, they're bastard organization. So we are, not only are we not required to recognize them with any legitimacy at all, but it would be a sin to do so, okay? Again, he that saith to the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, and nations shall abhor him. So if you give your vote to a wicked man, we had Mrs. Johnson from Texas called in here. She decided to call in here and spout her opinion over the airwaves. And I asked her, I said, tell me the truth. Did you vote for Joe Biden? You see, that is a sin. She refused to answer. I asked it in, did you vote for Joe Biden? She refused to answer. Okay. I asked a third time. You see, she didn't want to admit to voting for Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden, to vote for a wicked person, again, is a sin. That is doing what this says, not to give the honor. It says, he that saith to the wicked, thou art righteous. Well, your vote is you declaring that they're righteous in your eyes. Him shall the people curse, and nations shall abhor him. But to him that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come up on them. Every man shall kiss the lips that giveth the right answer. And then I want to, for a minute, just jump over to Proverbs to 17 here. And in 17, verse 15, he that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they are both an abomination to the Lord. Now, our Department of Justice right now, justifies the wicked. The DOJ justifies the wicked. The FBI justifies the wicked. They become part of it. And what do? They condemn the righteous. All of those people on January 6, 21, went to prison. Those were righteous people. They were out there because an election had been stolen.
Correct.
And they were out there doing the right thing, okay? Standing for righteousness.
According to the Constitution.
Right. And according to a higher, a much
exactly.
higher. Exactly. This book I'm reading.
Exactly.
A much higher, yeah. Okay. Verse 23, a wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment. Let me say that again. A wicked man maketh a gift, or taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment. That's exactly what they're doing. George Soros is paying millions and literally billions of dollars to the wicked. Antifa is paid to this Saturday. They're going to, the heathen are raging. It says in Psalms 2, why do the heathen rage? Well, the heathen are going to be raging in Washington, D.C. Merrick Garland has already put the word out to the FBI not to arrest any of the heathen. The Sodomites, the terrorists,
mm-hmm.
Those are the parts of him. Merrick Garland is corrupt to the core. He is completely and totally corrupt. If we had to try to put him, let's just say if you or I were given the job of proving that he had ever told the truth, we'd have a tough time on our hands, okay?
No, he's lying.
Yeah, okay. And so here, this man is corrupt to the core. Chris Ray, they've sold. They've sold themselves out. Here, a foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her that bear him. Well, Joe Biden knows all about that. Just ask Hunter, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to Proverbs 24 and verse 10. And this is for the people out there. And I want to just tell the folks listening to us tonight. You do not listen to these prissy preachers that tell you to submit to this corrupt government. They tell you to submit to this corrupt government. And they'll actually tell you if you're in a church and that pastor tells you that Romans 13 says you have to submit to this corrupt government, get up and get out of there right now. Walk right out that door. You are an apostate church. That man is not a man raised up of God.
Right.
And so here, God's word, the Bible, is very clear. Why do you think when Jesus asked the apostles, do you have a sword? And they said, yeah, we have two. Why do you think he asked them if they had a sword?
Because they basically had to defend their faith and their belief in God.
Defend themselves and each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're required to do. All right. By the way, that sword there simply means weapon. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and that's what we're required to do. We are required to defend ourselves and each other. Not to submit to this corruption. This is an evil. The Bible says, who will fight on the Lord's side?
Correct.
So, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we know it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it, and he that keepeth thy soul, doth he not know it, and shall he not render to every man according to his works, right? So what is that saying? We've applied that passage of Scripture in the pro-life movement for years.
Correct.
I've for 50 years, I've been active in the pro-life movement, out there saving babies. In our ministry, we've saved a lot of them from a cruel and painful death. And so, here, this is the reality. These are wicked, wicked people. If we go in your Bible to Hosea chapter 4, and Hosea chapter 4 really gives a very clear description of what's happening today in America. It's times like this we learn how only having one arm to use. This is my shoulder.
You're doing pretty good, Pastor. That's why I came, was to check on you.
I thank you very much. But boy, I tell you, it's hard to get used to not being able to use both hands. Anyhow, in Hosea chapter 4, I want to read this, verses 1 through 11. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. Let's just change that to you children of America. Because there are two nations that were raised with one nation under God, and there's two nations that were called by my name, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In 2 Chronicles 7:14, he refers to those that are called by his name, and that's the Jewish nation and the Christian nation. For the Lord had a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. Now tell me if this does not describe America today. Also, it does describe Israel today, too. Okay. Because there is no truth. NBC, ABC, CBS, you know, there's no truth out there. The Plain Dealer is another one. There's no truth. I just read an article here. Nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. No, they want to kill babies. They want to kill off the old folks. They want to mutilate little boys and girls. And they want to pump them full of drugs and kill them off. This is the wickedness that we have. And here, I have an article here talking about the child trafficking, the human trafficking taking place. And you can bet the Biden crime family's up to their eyeballs in that. They're up to their eyeballs in that. And that's the reality. And
yeah, there is 85,000 children unaccompanied crossing the border that are immediately going in by way of the cartels into human and sex trafficking.
Absolutely. He goes on to say, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Our sewers from coast to coast run red with the blood of our innocent children. This is, again, this is an evil, an extremely evil, corrupt government to hear. This is what the Lord Jesus told us was the day of sorrows, or the evil day that we're living in now. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, and with the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. So do you know what he's telling you? He's telling you it's not climate change that's destroying. It's man's sin. It's man's sin that is destroying the earth. Man's sin, you see. Let no man strive nor reprove with another, for the people are as they that strive with a priest. In other words, God has sent them real priests. And they told the priest, that's not what we want to hear. That's not what we want you to tell us. Therefore shalt thou fall in that day, and the prophet shall also fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. The mother is the country.
Right.
He's referring to the country. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. Listen to this. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
I will also reject thee, and thou shalt be no priest to me. The Bible says that we are to be a nation, a holy nation of priests, a holy priesthood. And in other words, if you're born again. But he's telling them that those people are not going to be that because they've rejected his word. But now listen. He said, seeing thou hast forgotten thy law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. I will forget. Look at what's happening to our children in the country today. Look, I mean, you see, it's right here. God is telling you the reason why we have what is taking place. And we have such a corrupt society, such a corrupt Christopher Ray. You need to repent. You see, there's a special hot place in hell for people that are doing what they're doing. Merrick Garland, these people, Joe Biden. We have a pedophile in the White House. His own daughter has told him, has come out and said he's a pedophile. We just had that lady, Tara Reid, was just on last night. You know, a Biden molested her, tried to rape her.
Right.
Nobody's listening to her. The feminists don't seem to care about her, do they?
No. They create their narrative, and then they create their own facts to support the narrative and their lies.
He goes on to say, as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. In other words, they live off the sin, and they profit off the sin of their people. Now, he's talking to the men here, to the leaders. And so, here today, if you have apostate preachers like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, these apostates, what do they get money from? Planned Parenthood? They get money for condoning sin. They get... You know, that's how they eat, that's how they live, condoning sin. And that's what he's referring to here. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priests. I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. He's actually telling them that he's going to send them priests, religious leaders that are every bit as corrupt as they are. As the leaders, that they're going to be every bit of, that's what they deserve, that's what they're going to get. But now listen, he says, for they shall eat and not have enough, they shall commit whoredom and not be increased, because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them, the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err, and they have gone a whoring from under their God. Now, again, I want you to remember, he's talking to the men here, the leaders. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains and burn incense upon the hills, under oaks and poplars. In other words, they're like the Joe Biden, the Democrats who want to kill babies. They sacrifice their children. Like the wicked Democrats do here in this country today. Upon the hills, under the oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good, therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom. Remember, he's talking to the men. Your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. So he's telling them their daughters will be whores, and their wives will be, well, what they call them today, hot wives. Out there. Do we have a real problem with infidelity in this country with the women today?
Oh, sure we do.
When you go to the beach, you've got girls that are almost naked. I mean, they're, you know, they're these so-called bikinis, they're to show everything.
Mm-hmm.
But whoredom is a major problem today in all of our society. And here, then up to, I don't know if it still is, but a couple of years ago, I know that we did a program here. The number one graduation gift that mothers were giving their daughters from graduating from high school were breast enlargements. Okay. Now, why do women get breast enlargements?
Simply to become more attractive for the wrong reasons?
To attract men. And so here, I will not, now listen to this, he's talking to the men, I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredoms, or your spouses, it means your wives, when they commit adultery, for themselves are separated with whores. He's talking about not the whores that wear miniskirts, here's, but these whores wear three-piece suits. And that's what we have today. We've got both in abundance out there. The Congress is filled with both. And he says, and they sacrifice with harlots, therefore the people that do not understand shall fall. That's exactly where we're at today in America. Our nation is destroyed for lack of knowledge. I'm going to want to stop right there for now. And you have an announcement to make.
Yes, at the end of April in Medina, Ohio, there's going to be an event by the Committee for Child Safety and the Ohio Freedom Fighters. And we're holding a town hall against child mutilation. And we would like to invite all the people to come and listen to a panel of state legislatures and experts discussing protecting children from radical gender etiology, harmful puberty blockers, dangerous medical procedures, and the recently introduced SAFED Act. And the SAFED Act, they are good Ohio legislators, tried to get it introduced at the fall of last year, and it got put into committee and died. They brought it back under a different House bill, and right now it's been sent to another committee, but there are over 30 representatives that are co-sponsors on the bill. So we hope to get more with that this year in Ohio. But it'll give you a forum to answer questions, support the initiatives, and find out how you can end this child mutilation in Ohio. It's going to be held on Wednesday, April 26th at 7 p.m., and it'll consist of 45 to 60 minutes of panel remarks. I'm going to be on the panel along with Jonah Schultz and some other experts in the field. And we are going to have prepared questions from the MC, followed by 45 to 60 minutes of audience questions. If you would like the flyer, I can send it to you. Give me a call, 440-478-4073. Location is going to be in Medina, Ohio, and I can direct you to the parking lot and the location of where it's going to be held.
Okay, very good. And leave that with me, because I'll keep making your announcements.
Most certainly. And Jonah is going to call in and talk a little bit more about it. He unsuccessfully ran, you know, for House of Representatives last year. He was a write-in candidate. But now, for this year, he is very active with that SAFE Act in the Columbus area.
Right. We really have some work to do on legislation. We've got that ballot initiative, which is a horrible, horrible thing that the communists tried to push through, which would virtually eliminate all of the pro-life legislation we passed and make it virtually easy for any one of these young kids to go and have themselves mutilated without even their parents knowing.
Yeah, Pastor Walt Moss told us this week at the Freedom Fighters that he was going to be going around with some town hall meetings around the state, you know, to get people together to let them know what was happening with that.
Yeah, we've been talking about that here, and we're going to continue letting people know that, you know, we're really going to get after it as we get closer to it. Okay, so we'll be back right after this. Don't go.
Now we can see a new world coming into view, a world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The new world order does not mean surrendering our national sovereignty or forfeiting our interests.
you when your ears refuse to hear. You turn your heart away from me each time when I draw near. Your eyes refuse to meet with mine, they glance away in fear, as if you should not look at your reflection in the mirror. How can I explain to you when you won't understand? You scoff me and you mock me and reject the truth at hand. You spread your vicious rumors all across this troubled land. You willfully and knowingly transgress from his command. Your mind has been made up for you by people you don't know, whose thought machines control the scene so well it doesn't show. How can I contain this anguish and this pain, knowing that your eyes are blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Every time I think about the damage that's been done, the anger wells inside me till I'm almost overcome. I want to tear the moon out of the sky and drop the sun. Why do I feel so all alone, like I'm the only one? Even though your eyes are open, they may never ever see. Your mind may never comprehend this sinful subtlety. Your heart may never hunger for the truth that sets you free. Your soul may know the darkness of divine eternity. Like petty thieves who plunder in the shadows of the night, they break inside and enter through the windows of your mind. How can I control this poisoning of the soul, these lies that blind your eyes? Blinded by the lies, have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Machine controls the scene so well it doesn't show. How can I contain this anguish and this pain, knowing that your eyes are blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies.
Alrighty, we're back. Tonight, Elaine, today, a very corrupt, I mean, just a very corrupt, you know, we just talked about, here in Hosea, we just read where the Lord said, because you've rejected my word, you've rejected my word, and people, what we're talking about, the part I read about the whores, about there are those whores and wear mini skirts, and then the ones in the three-piece suits, mm-hmm. where he's referring to the men, the leaders, as whores. Now, Alvin Bragg fits in that category. I mean, he fits exactly. Now, right now, out there in Manhattan, there are people that are feel they're offended. But I just read it right from the Word of God. In other words, they're offended. They don't understand that when you read it from the Word of God, it's God speaking, right?
Right.
And so they say, well, couldn't you go and maybe find one of the New Age perversions of Scripture so we can water that down a little bit? No. You got it directly from the Word of God, what God said. And so this Alvin Briggs, He's a dirty Manhattan district attorney. Now, I've been listening, and I was amazed because finally, a lot of these district attorneys that are not dirty, that are not corrupt, are coming out, and they're speaking out against him as being completely and totally corrupted.
Right, and they're giving his history and some of his pitfalls in his evilness.
And first of all, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 5, they call good evil and evil good. That's exactly what Bragg does. He's a wicked man. He wants to prosecute the victim, not the one perpetrating the crime. So he wants to let killers go. He wants to let pedophiles go. He wants to let those that are committing the crimes go, but prosecute those that don't. You know, I was listening to Donald Trump, and he started naming all of the things that all they've gone after him, starting with the Russia thing.
Mm-hmm.
All of the different things they've accused him of, and every one of them have been proven false. Look, what was the situation with what they call a porn star? Right now, what does the Bible call porn stars? Female.
Horse.
Calls them whores.
Yes.
So now, they're claiming that Donald Trump had sex with two whores. Well, I don't think that's a crime. God says it is, you know. But here, especially in New York. But now let me ask you a question. If he had been caught having sex with sodomites, if he'd have been with little Buttigieg or some other sodomites there, do you think they would want to prosecute, or do they think they'd want to vote for him?
They would want to vote for him, of course.
Yeah, that's how corrupted they become. I mean, just completely corrupted. Now, this is going to backfire on them. I mean, it's really going to, because we've had it, you know. People have had it. There's no more room. They're trying to push Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland, Obama, Biden. They're trying to start a civil war.
Correct.
That's what they're trying to do. That's their goal, is to start a civil war in this country. They think somehow they're going to go, and they're going to go through it and become out unscathed. George Soros is pouring tons and tons of money into it.
And it's actually our money that's going to the Ukraine first and coming back to him.
And if that civil war happens, there's one thing, you see, they can't win one. They can't win it. Now, Joe Obama thinks, well, that gives him the opportunity to use the military, or it might give Austin and Milley the excuse to just surrender our sovereignty to the United Nations. This is what they want to do, or even to
well, they've already done that with a few legislation
to China.
Things that have been signed.
Yeah,
you know, with the World Health Organization.
And so here, well, just to surrender, but they want to have martial law. They want to, but people aren't going to put up with it. People will fight.
Okay? Well, correct. And what they don't realize, and they're pretty stupid about, is that when they come out into the states and the different cities, the different villages, you know, the police that are in our jurisdiction, that's their home. That's where they live. And there's a reason why BLM and Antifa have not been in a lot of the suburbs. Let's just take the state of Ohio. It's because they've been thrown out, I know for sure, up in Northeast Ohio, at least two suburbs. And there's no way that they're going to be able to incite that, because our local law officials, regardless of who they voted for, don't want violence in their neighborhood.
You know, they don't, but if Soros raised the amount of money he's paying these people and the others...
Well, they'll bring in outsiders.
Yeah.
And that's part of what's flowing across the border.
Yeah.
But I'm still saying that our police will defend their own communities and their own families.
Right. And our sheriffs...
Correct.
Will do the same thing. But here's the thing. Here's why, the main reason they can't win. Look, if a shooting war starts, and that's what they're pushing for, a shooting war... they're going to die and we're going to die. But the thing of it is, when we die, we go to heaven. Now, that's a reality.
Well, and they go to hell.
And they go to hell. And so they're going to lose that. They can't get around that. There's nothing they can do to change that. So when they start this and they can go and they can riot and they can loot and burn and you can Joe Obama can have his corrupt evilness and his corruption bringing terrorists into our country, working with the drug cartels, all of the young people that are dying, they're dying because of the drugs that are being brought into this country. And believe me, and we've said it, we're going to keep saying it, how Joe Obama, his job was to keep the gate open on the southern border. The Biden crime family is working hand-in-hand with the Mexican drug cartels, hand-in-hand with the human smugglers. And Joe Obama's job was to keep the drugs flowing in and also to keep a good supply of young children to use to supply the pedophiles
in
the Democratic Party, which is just flush with pedophiles. It's flush.
Well, and so is our Congress.
Yeah. Unfortunately. But anyhow, so this is going to backfire on them in a big way. I mean, Trump, people are going to, you know, they're going to try to stop the election or try to leave. People have had enough. It's not going to happen. Now, and we talked about this before. Mike Pence, he could have stopped all of this had he done the right thing. And I know you're going to have people saying, well, read the 12th Amendment, I have. But you see, there's a law here that's been standing law in our country that if you are aware of people committing treason, if you are aware of that, you know that they're committing treason against the country, against mm-hmm. God and the country, and you don't report it, you're aware of it, but you don't report it, then you can be found and charged with conspiracy too.
Okay? Correct. You're part of it.
Yeah, you're a part of that. That's the law. But well, here the evidence was right in front of Mike's. His duty was to look at the evidence when it was brought before him. In other words, he was told, we have all of the evidence here. We have all of this evidence that treason has taken place. It's right here. I mean, volumes and volumes and volumes. Mike refused to look at it. He refused to look at it.
And the Congress did also related to the voting issues. They refused to look at it. And that lawsuit's still alive.
And so, and I'm afraid that's going to haunt him probably for the rest of his life.
He's not a good guy. He never was.
Yeah. Well, Trump is, you know, he did the same thing in Indiana when he was the governor. I remember him saying he would not sign the sodomite marriage bill. He would not sign that. I will veto it when it gets to my desk. Guess what? They put the pressure on it. He signed it.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I've got an article right here, and this article says, elementary school teacher says, confusing kids about gender is the goal. A teacher claims in a video that her goal is to confuse children about gender. The parents have identified the woman as a Moundsview public school teacher, in undated video has surfaced of a public school teacher saying that her goal is to confuse kids about gender. The teacher, whom parents have identified as Moundsview public school teacher, explains in the video that some of her students can't tell if she's a boy or a girl. Alpha News, I can see that she's a female there. You can take a look at it.
Well, definitely. And that goes hand in hand with the harmful effects of part of the basically comprehensive sex education. You know, there's a Family Watch put out a document that I became aware of this past week, and the number one problem, there's many problems with the comprehensive sex education, but it's number one, sexualizes children to desensitize them to sexual things. Teaches children to consent to sex because they want them to think that this is normal. It normalizes both anal and oral sex. Promotes homosexual and bisexual behavior. Teaches children about sexual pleasure. The books that they have in the school libraries are atrocious. Some of the school boards will not allow the parents to read from them when they are complaining, which is the most ludicrous thing in the world.
Well, you see, that's liberalism. You see, here, these are liberals. Like here, for this example, this woman says she's confusing her students. By their logic, if she knows whether or not she's a woman, then she's not woke. You see, in other words, they're not supposed to know what a woman is, remember? And so, and not supposed to know what a man is. See, but that means, like, you and I, see, the first time I met you, I knew you were a woman right away. I had no doubt, see, right? And you knew that I was a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
What that shows is that we are intellectually superior to Democrats because they can't be sure what a man or woman is.
Well, they can't give you a definition either.
Right. Okay, so.
So another problem is promotes solo and mutual masturbation. Eroticizes use of condoms. I mean, they're playing with condoms at the age of 4 and 5 years old. Teaches children they can have sex when they feel like it and they're ready for it. And they fails to establish abstinence as the goal. Promotes that gender confusion that you're talking about, Pastor. Teaches about abortion and contraception. Promotes peer-to-peer sex education. Undermines all Christian traditional values and beliefs. And it also violates and undermines parental rights because they have psychologists in these schools now. And they will very readily get involved with a child without the parents being aware of it. It's happened in Northeast Ohio.
Some years ago, Elaine, I was in Canton, and we were stopped out in front of a Planned Predators. They call Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
And two young boys come walking out the driveway, and they had condoms. They had opened them up, and they were trying to blow them up like balloons. And so we went over there. I asked them, "Where did you get those?" And they told us that here they, and we're talking about must have been 9 or 10 year old boys. That's how sick those people are.
Mm-hmm.
They're really sick. Anyhow, I don't know the.
And then you have on display, you know, a Rachel Levine, who's really unbelievable, talked about this week about her transgender mutilation of children, told America that the entire Biden regime is fully on board with surgically altering and pharmaceutically drugging the nation's children for the purposes of promoting gender transitions. Actually, Levine is a mentally ill man who thinks he's a woman, indicated that the Biden regime is offering its highest support for the practice, which involves removing the genitals of young boys, the breasts of young girls, and drugging both boys and girls with various cocktails of puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. And very readily did a talk about this when he appeared at Connecticut Children's Medical Center in Hartford, Connecticut. So all of the hospitals are hijacked also. Close to home here, Parma Hospital has become the center for for gender transformation surgery. I had asked people to call in and complain and make some comments to the administration offices. And I got two phone calls back saying that they were told that they only do surgery there on adults. All right, but I bet you what? I haven't checked it out, but I bet you babies and children are doing it on children.
Well, if they're doing that, they are child molesters, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you get that information, we will refer to them from here on forth as child molesters.
Correct.
That address, okay?
Correct, but there are over 150 churches in the city of Parma, and the average person that lives in Parma does not know this is going on.
The average person that lives in Parma is, you know, some years ago, there was a guy named Goulardi, and Goulardi used to talk about those people from Parma
where, White Sox. But, you know, I worked at Parma Hospital all my life. I'm appalled, you know, at where the hospital has gone. But I can tell you that the citizens there, they believe in God.
Well, you didn't wear a babushka then.
Mm-hmm. On occasion.
You already said you had to.
On occasion, but yeah. I tied the knot behind my ears, not under my chin.
All righty. And I remember Gilardi talking about wearing the white socks and the babushkas.
Well, yeah. That's where we had the pierogies.
Oh. Now, I'll go for pierogies.
And the cabbage and noodles.
Well, unbelievable. Here you go. Speaking of that and what you're talking about, what's happening, of course, what's happening here on a local basis there?
Yeah, in Geauga County, the Drag Queen Brunch is still going on this Saturday. Both the sheriff and the local police department urge the organizers to cancel it because they know that there's going to be protesters out, you know, to protest that. And the Proud Boys circulated notices encouraging protests at the sold-out drag brunch that's set for Saturday at Element 41 in Chardon. I understand that the church that is sponsoring this has been in the community for quite some time.
It's not. It's a satanic church.
Yes, that's
United
what I mean.
Church, it's called the community. It's they have. It's apostate till the day is long. In their articles of faith, if you could invent a new sin tonight, it'd be in their articles of faith tomorrow.
But the pastor's name is Satan, S-A-T-A-I-N.
Yeah, well, that's the name he goes by, Satan.
Right.
And also Peacock is the other name he goes by. But it's pretty, you know, it's a pedophile hangout is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, and see, that just destroys, it's like a rottenness, it's a wickedness and an evilness, an uncleanness in a society going into a neighborhood.
And last month there was another drag queen story hour that moved out of the county offices, a library, and moved to the square in Wadsworth, and there were over 300 people that showed up, you know, that was in opposition. And I asked how many people were actually there from the other side, and probably about 30 or 45, along with some children, unfortunately.
Well, you know, they were trying to say, well, Antifa is going to be there for... and not only that, but the plain dealer, in his, according to this article here, referred to... here, let me see if I can go and read that. Refers to people that are standing against this as white supremacists, that the people that are coming out to protest referring to us as white supremacists. And of course, let me see here what it says. Okay, here you go. The drag performance events like this one, which aim to promote lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers. That's lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers. Another definition is the pastor said, let God burn them quickly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Inclusively have drawn controversy nationwide, spurring protests from white supremacist groups. They're not, you know, no.
Everything they call it us, they're doing.
Right, and of course that's... That's in the Plain Dealer that wrote this article here.
Mm-hmm.
So here, it's just unbelievable. They can't tell the truth, can they?
No, they can't. They can't. And basically what they've done is weaponize their so-called equity to carry out genocide.
Absolutely. All right, there you go. All righty, we're coming up to... A break in a minute here. I had Donald Trump's response to
the indictment.
His indictment today. And let me just very quickly read that. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has accused his political opponents of weaponizing the American justice system in order to get rid of by far the leading Republican candidate okay, in the next election following a Manhattan grand jury's decision to indict. I believe this witch hunt will backfire massively on Joe Biden. The American people realize exactly what the radical communist Democrats are doing there. Trump said in a post-Truth Social on Thursday, urging, see, Trump is playing these people. He's
Well, sure it is. It's all going to backfire.
Like a master showman, he is. He's getting all of this attention, all of this attention. His opponents aren't getting any attention. Now, you know, those that would be running against him in the primary, they're in a hard spot. Because if they come out against Trump right now with his popularity, that's going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, if they support him, okay, you know, they're supporting the guy that they're telling him vote for Trump and not me. So they're put in a hard spot. Also, Trump's in Florida. He doesn't have to go to Manhattan. He doesn't have to go if he decides not to. And the governor, DeSantis, said if they try to extradite him, he's going to stay out of it. And so, in other words, he will not support any extradition from Florida to Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would probably be, I really think he should deny him from doing it. But I think Trump would really actually want to go. But they're going to, I can't possibly see how they can't get that moot, because the bias in Manhattan, I mean, how much more corrupt can you get? Can you get more than 100% corrupt? Okay, I could just imagine this grand jury, what they have on there in Manhattan. It's, think about that.
Well, that's very true, but I also have heard from some liberal contacts that I have, all right, that they don't understand why their so-called party is still going after Trump when there's so many other issues that need to be addressed.
I know exactly why they're going after Trump. They're scared to death of him.
I understand that, but what they're doing is they're questioning their own party right now.
Well, now they don't, you know, they're getting very tired of Joe Obama. They're scared to death if Joe Obama, if something happens to Joe Obama, then they get Kamala Harris. And that woman's, you know, she's...
She might be a robot.
Well,
she acts like one.
She's a dingbat. All righty, we're coming up to a break. So when we come back, we have a whole lot more to come. So don't go away. There's a lot more to come tonight. We're just getting started here.
That means he's totally recovered from his surgery.
Yes, there you go. Be back after this.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.